Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. All right, let's talk about what most spiritual people do not admit. You can be highly intuitive, deeply self-aware person, very conscious, and still get seduced by the counterfeit power. Counterfeit power is very sneaky. It can look like confidence, like certainty, like momentum, like importance, like I'm really in control, I know what I'm doing. It's not the real authority. And most people don't know when they're in that counterfeit power until they just get drained and then they realize, oh, this was a detour. The real issue here is not that counterfeit power exists. It always existed in the false matrix, so it's just part of our environment currently here. So until we are able to transmute the false matrix and shift into fifth dimension, we're going to have counterfeit power to deal with. So it is very important to learn how to handle this properly so that you are not seduced by it without even knowing that this is occurring. The issue is that counterfeit power mimics the real power, and it does it so well that you end up responding to the wrong signal, thinking that this is true power within you that comes from God, and it's not. And when this happens, and listen carefully so you can recognize if you're having those, you get pulled into urgency, like FOMO, fear of missing out. You start overthinking and your emotional reactiveness goes up like crazy. Everything becomes a trigger, which is like, look at the social world today of humanity. That is all crazy emotional reactiveness because people are plugged into that false power. This is where humans play ego games, you know, who's gonna win, who's going to control whom. This is also where we end up with approval loops or disapproval fears, you know, like when you try to get approval or you're afraid of not being approved of, like fear of judgment. What if, you know, I do this and what will they say? What would they think? All that is within the counterfeit power department. That is not true power of God's source. Performance energy, achievement in a false way from the ego sense, feeling off without knowing why. That's another very common clue that you are in the counterfeit power when you don't even know why you're off. Feeling off is kind of normal. Sometimes we do feel out of alignment because karmic issue comes up, because something we need to clean up, no problem. But your conscious awareness and spirit voice within you must guide you to like, oh, that's what it is. Let me tune in. Let me sense what it could be. But when we like don't even know why, and 2, 3, 4 days pass, or maybe a week, and then you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I've been just really off for a while. I don't even know why. That's a clue that there's a counterfeit power involved, because that's not a conscious offness. That is an offness based on something being drained within you and you're not aware. And that something is the false matrix using your energy. Okay. So if any of this sounds familiar, this lesson is going to be awesome for you. Counterfeit power hooks into every unresolved place in your system, because false matrix runs the counterfeit power. So every time you are in the false matrix patterns, it's because there's some unresolved issues that allowed you to get in there in the first place. Counterfeit power hooks into every unresolved place in your system. That's how it feeds the false matrix. So in this Transcension School lesson, we're going to see how it works clearly so it can stop running your life in the background. So the core question here we're going to explore is this. What inside of you is still attracted to the false power? Where is it that you're chasing something that does not belong to you? Where is there separation? Because something inside of you is attracted to it. Some part of you still responds to the illusion as if it's reality. Some part of you wants to rush, wants the validation, wants safety and some sort of a fake identity persona. Until you see that part, counterfeit power will keep hooking you. And I know you've been working on this, so obviously there's progress, and obviously this is something that we evolve through. But if you notice that sometimes you're still off and you're not quite sure why, those are the little hooks that are still remaining in your system that must be cleaned up so that you do not plug into counterfeit power and only run true spiritual God source power within you. Okay? So we're going to, in this lesson, look at three things. One is spotting the energetic signature of the counterfeit power so you can recognize it, like the texture, the pull, the attraction, how it feels in your emotional charge. Two, we are going to identify where you are still feeding it. The places where you leak energy into the old dynamics that you already outgrown, but for some reason you still keep playing the old game. And three, we're going to help you withdraw your field from those false grids so that you can stand in the original undistorted power that you pre-installed with and meant to stand in the first place. You don't want to be fighting your ego here. It's about removing the energy from anything that pretends to be the power, but it's not. Okay? Once you clearly see that, this seduction just goes away. You don't want it anymore. You are clear onto, oh, that is not me. No, that is false. No, I don't need it. And in this lesson, there is a meditation called Stillness in the Original Forest. I loved making that meditation. I know you're going to love it too. It is a multidimensional frequency code for the simulation before it was corrupted. So this is an absolutely awesome experience of a harmonious planet and you within that. That meditation is essential here because counterfeit power can only hook into you when you are disconnected from yourself, from the part of you that is outside of this simulation, the multidimensional soul aspect of you. So the original forest represents the frequency of your undisturbed authority before any corruption occurred, before conditioning, before roles, before identity, just a pure access point to your soul self. When you're in that place, three things will happen. One is your nervous system will just drop out of the counterfeit grid, which feels incredible. Two is that you're going to feel the difference between the artificial power and the real power. It becomes very clear distinction within your system. And three is that you reconnect to the part of you that cannot be manipulated no matter what, because the more you live from that place, the more you restore the original signal, which is what this meditation does. It helps you restore that original signal. And once your real signal is back online, counterfeit power loses any grip on you completely because it can't take what is aligned. It can only take what is not aligned. Okay? When you stop responding to counterfeit power, your whole life changes. You stop getting pulled into old drama and trauma and the social loops and whatever's going on around you, especially family stuff. You stop chasing people. You stop chasing opportunities. You stop chasing validation. Like, that becomes even irrelevant. Your overwhelm reduces naturally, like dramatically reduces. And your boundaries get cleaner, clearer, more automatic, so you don't have to think about it. Your emotional landscape becomes quieter, just peaceful, more stable, without you having to necessarily do anything for it. That's because you stop reacting and you start choosing. That's the big shift. Your decisions start coming from this very calm, very sovereign place within you, because the power doesn't really feel loud. The real power feels stable, certain, grounded. That's what we want, and that's how you're going to get yourself calibrated inside that meditation. So just to be clear, this lesson is not about some higher level of self-control or detachment or suppressing your emotions, God forbid. We're not talking about that. That is not about pretending that you're above things because you now have the real power, not the counterfeit one. This is not about collapsing the inner fire to stay calm, because a lot of times that's how people try to get out of the counterfeit power. They just think like, well, if I kill my fire within, like any desires I have, then okay, then I cannot be corrupted because I don't want anything. Yeah, but then you're also depressed. That's not the true alignment by any means. So it's not about collapsing your fire. And it's definitely not about faking spiritual something in the chaotic situations. You know how sometimes people just kind of go into, oh, love and light and everything is okay, whatever, but inside you don't actually feel okay. And all this stuff going on in the background, but there's just such a separation and the person doesn't even know that they're feeling all the negative things that hook them into counterfeit power and false matrix distortions. But on the surface, they try to do this fake spiritual. So we're not doing that. We're so not about fake spiritual. Real spiritual is not for the faint-hearted. You know that there's a lot of power in there, but there's also such level of self-responsibility and showing up that's required, and that's what we are about, because we are the agents undercover in this false matrix so that we can show up, bring our power online, and shatter the false matrix and help the collective humanity. So this lesson is about discernment. It's helping you get clear about recognizing the energetic difference between truth and temptation, alignment and validation, leadership and control, and your power and someone else's projection on you, which is a very important thing for starseeds, right? When somebody projects on you either their lack of power, so then you start to feel like you don't have any, or that they kind of see you as a savior with a little bit of an entitlement, like you, because you have this spiritual view, you have to help me, which is also fake because it's a projection. All these things are loops of the counterfeit power. And we are here about adult energetic mastery, self-mastery in the alignment with God's source. And here is why it matters, especially this year. There is no tolerance for counterfeit frequency. That's it. We are shifting into the time where everything becomes exposed. Anything built on false power will shake. Anything built on ego will become unstable. Anything built on urgency will collapse. Imagine that on a planetary scale and all the human structures that we have built over centuries. And of course, the same scaffolding is going to fall on the inside of each person. So being the beacon of stability inside that chaos is such a good service that we can provide for humanity. and for ourselves, of course. So this lesson helps you navigate your life clearly because you're no longer participating in the wrong grid of the false matrix. So before you dive into this lesson, I want you to sit with this. Where in your life does false power still getting your attention? What part of you is responding to it? Because not all of you is responding to it. There is some aspect of you that is hooked, and we want to zero in on that. If you can be honest with yourself here, this lesson will recalibrate you permanently. All right, dive into the lesson and notice what happens in your body when you hear the word power, what response, because that's going to tell you a lot. See you on the inside. Be love. Be free. Be God. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com. for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.